AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. 14 dead, 17 wounded. And this morning, the question is why? A man and woman with assault rifles and semi-automatic handguns opened fire at a holiday party for his co-workers in San Bernardino, California. The bomb squad later blew up three bombs found there. San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Burguan.
Based upon what we have seen and based upon how they were equipped, there had to have been some degree of planning that went into this. So I don't think they just ran home, put on these types of tactical clothes, grabbed guns, and came back on a spur-of-the-moment thing.
28-year-old U.S.-born Syed Farouk and his wife or fiancé, 27-year-old Tashfeen Malik, died during a shootout with police hours after their killing spree. Authorities are now investigating several possible motives for the killings, but former FBI official Sean Henry sees a red flag, a trip Farouk took earlier this year overseas.
The issue for me that jumps out is travel to Saudi Arabia. If we're thinking that this may be terrorist related, and there's going to be a lot of investigation done through Saudi intelligence with the FBI, their agents that are on the ground in Saudi Arabia, trying to determine what happened there when he traveled, when he met his wife there, and what happens with her family.
A co-worker describes Farouk as reserved and said he showed no signs of unusual behavior. In Baltimore, the trial of the first police officer to go to court in the Freddie Gray case is continuing today after prosecutors accused Officer William Porter of doing nothing to help Gray, a black man who'd been seriously injured while in police custody. Defense attorneys said Officer Porter didn't think Gray was injured. He died a week later. Police officers in riot gear have broken down an encampment outside a Minneapolis precinct where protesters have been demonstrating following the police killing of a black man there. This is AP Radio News. Britain is now targeting the Islamic State group in Syria. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma is in London with this.
Britain has struck at oil facilities in Syria, its jets targeting the Omar oil fields in the east, which is under Islamic State group control. The airstrikes occurred just hours after lawmakers in Parliament voted to authorise air attacks against IS there. Britain's Ministry of Defence says four Royal Air Force Tornado jets operating from a British airbase in Cyprus participated in the attack. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Belgian authorities have picked up two more suspects in the Paris terror attacks. They say a French national, they're identifying only as Samir Z, was detained at Brussels airport as he was trying to fly to Morocco. A second man was arrested hours later. Both men are from Molenbeek. That's a Brussels neighborhood that's been linked to at least three other attackers in Paris. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.